Some Bayou Corn residents are calling for Texas Brine to buy out their properties, but officials from Texas Brine say a settlement would detract from cleanup efforts at the site. State Senator Troy Brown and others suggested to Bruce Martin of Texas Brine that his company might want to learn to multitask.
Would you say that you all have the financial means with your insurance to be able to possibly buy these people out?
Yes.
Can you give us some statistics on it, some numbers, as far as your coverage?
I think our coverage is on a pollution liability coverage is in the $10 to $15 million range. On a general liability, it's in the $200 million range.
The collapse of Texas Brine's salt mining cavern is unprecedented. That means there aren't any laws on the books prescribing how to deal with its consequences. Senator J.P. Morrell wants to start preparing for future mishaps by placing higher fines on companies that are responsible for damaging the environment and putting residents at risk. He had this exchange with a representative from the Department of Natural Resources.
If the cost of complying is more expensive than the cost of paying the fine, doesn't that disincentivize them to comply?
I mean, certainly a higher fine would incentivize them to comply.
Residents may not get any conclusive answers until the legislative session starts in April. In the meantime, the Joint Committee will gather more testimony at a meeting at the Capitol on March 18th. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.